Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, the Country Butcher in Dawson, and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
And a good Saturday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studio. Dick Newman has the day off. I think it was his birthday yesterday or today. So happy birthday, Dick. I know he was at the Twins game last night, and the Twins won. So he brought him good luck there. Yeah, so the coaches show this morning, we're going to visit with four of the La Caparal Valley coaches show. Brooklyn Gould's in the studio, and John Sherb will be in the studio, and then Tony Smith is in Benson. We'll hear from Tony. Football team is scrimmaging in Benson this morning. And Coach Dr. Brand Hacker, the girls' tennis team, really had a busy week this week. And we'll hear from Coach Hacker as well. So thanks for tuning in to the Coach's Show. And we're going to visit with first-year head coach Brooklyn Gould of the La Caparal Valley volleyball team. She's in the studio. Nice to see you in the studio, Brooklyn.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Welcome to the Coach's Show. Yeah, it was your first coach's show last Saturday, right?
Yep. We did that one on record, so it was a little bit easier.
Oh, that was recorded. We're live today.
Yep.
Well, I tell you what, you had just one match to talk about this week, right?
Yep.
And it was a doozy, wasn't it?
Yeah, they definitely had their work cut out for them this week. So very proud of the girls, though. They worked hard.
Yep. That was against Benson. Benson, of course, out of the West Central Conference. Why don't you tell us all about it, Brooklyn?
Well, we went five sets. They took the first set from us 22-25. We took the second and third set 25-18, 25-23. The fourth set, we lost 15-25. And the fifth set, 17-15. I think I had three heart attacks in the meantime, but definitely glad we took that W. We had a lot of girls step up their game on Thursday against Benson, so super proud of them. We'll just kind of go through the players here, kind of talk about some things. We'll talk about our setters, Riley Lund and Ayanna Gibson. We'll start with Riley. She had a couple kills off of dumps, and that's one thing that she's definitely strong at doing. She also had 21 digs in the back row. Ooh. And
who was that?
Riley Lund.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and when you get up in the 20s and you're a setter and you're doing digs, that's pretty impressive. Her and Paige connected really well, I thought, at the game. And then Ayanna Gibson, she had also two kills off of dumps. That's kind of one thing I've been trying to get them to do more, so super proud of them for that. She also had 22 assists, and she had 25 digs.
Wow.
She was second in digs on Thursday with 25, and I watched tape twice already since Thursday. And watching her serve, receive, and her digs, I was super impressed. Like, I'm excited for her in her back row this year. And I think she did a really good job connecting with Jalen. I think Paige,
you're talking about Ayanna?
Yep.
Ayanna Gibson, okay.
Yep. So I think Ayanna and Jalen, you know, those two just work really well together, and Paige and Riley just work really well together. And for middles, having a setter that connects with you, that can make or break things for them. So setters did an amazing job. They both also had one ace serve apiece, and they had, Riley had six attempt serves and Ayanna had 21. So they got a lot of serving in, and very happy with how her serving went too, because they barely missed any serves, both right. of those girls. So,
and the setters are very important in volleyball. Mm-hmm. It's like the quarterback in football, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. If you don't have, you could have a great back row and great hitters, but if your setters are unable to connect with your players, it's going to be hard to win matches. Mm-hmm. And Riley and Ayanna, they definitely connect with them, and they're always asking questions and trying to better themselves too. So it makes it so much easier right. for me, you know.
Yep.
So very proud of those two. Super excited for their upcoming season too. And then we'll kind of just talk about our middles here. So Paige, we had her down for 17. We have huddle, and they put her down for 20. And the three kills that were difference was net violations on the other side. So as of right now, I'm just going to go with 17 kills just because that we got those points off of that. Paige is a very adjustable player, you know, and she's moving around the court. She's running C's, 1's, 3's. So super impressed with her game as well. There are a couple things that we'll be working on with her that she's already aware of. So just trying to hopefully kind of bettering her game for her last senior year hitting wise. And Paige always gets the girls going too. So, and she was the captain, the junior captain last year and a captain this year. So I think a lot of the girls look up to her as well.
And she, Paige Meyer always looked like she's having fun out there.
Oh yeah. She could ever be mad, to be completely honest. Like, she's always so happy, and that is definitely a strong trait, characteristic or trait you could have, you know. So I think the girls really look up to her in that way as well, not only volleyball player wise, but just as a person too. Then Jalen Lee, our little just younger I guess I should say, player of the game, she ended up having 13 kills, and she didn't have very many errors at the net either. So super proud of her. She's a 10th grader, her first ever varsity match in sport.
Oh, she didn't play varsity last year.
I think she dressed maybe, but she didn't play. But yeah, she was super nervous when she got announced player of the game, you know. And she also had two blocks. And when I went back and looked at those blocks, they were needed at very necessary times. Yep.
That's what I was going to say about Jalen, about the reason I made her player again. Her kills and her blocks came at crucial times.
Yeah. Especially towards that end of the game. I think she had 3 or 4 kills that last set, and that was huge. Yep. You know, and I think one of her blocks was when it was maybe we're around where that last set was 10 points. So definitely impressed by her game. And we had practice yesterday from like 8 to noon or whatever, and I had them come in late, and I said, I think Jalen was born a new woman last night, like, because she just like swinging away at practice yesterday too.
Confidence builder.
Yes, definitely, for sure. And then we'll move on to Isabel Gertis, our little scrappy libero. I need to check and see what the records are for things, because she had 34 digs.
Wow.
Yeah. And that is really, really, really impressive. And Belle, she does a very good job at keeping up her teammates. Like, if I need the team to get going, I'm always looking at her saying, hey, Belle, get them going. She's kind of like the goofy, fun girl on the team, you know? So like, having her out there is awesome, you know, and I love watching her play. And her serves as well, she had 19 attempts. She didn't miss a single serve. Oh, wow. And she had one ace serve. And if you know Belle from last year serving to this year, there was a 180 turnaround. So love that she's on my team. Love that she's able to be my junior captain this year. Great player, great girl, great athlete too. So then we'll move on to Claire Borsted. She actually had a kill out of the back row too, so I've been trying to get her back row to do some back row attacks. Dig wise, she had 15. She had an ace serve in 18 attempts, and she only had one error, so serving was really good for her too. And Claire had some amazing back row plays on Thursday. Between her and Caitlin, you know, like Belle, she could pretty much get anything, but Claire and Caitlin definitely impressed me on Thursday. Claire's getting up balls, she's diving. Yesterday she showed me the big bruise that she had on her hip that she's so proud of. Yeah, she's a very good player as well. And then Caitlin Kittleson, she had 16 digs, so her and Claire, you know, are up there in dig wise too. And serving wise, Caitlin did great as well. Caitlin had some really good scrappy balls. Like, I watched her put up a couple balls with just one hand, and I'm like, holy moly, girl. So she does a very good job as well. Just trying to get those two to talk a little bit more in the back row. But and then Jenna Coyle, first time starting varsity. Okay. She had 8 kills. And those kills, that I think it was like the third game, she had quite a few of them. She really stepped up on that game. And she does a pretty good job, like, staying positive, you know. And as your first game, you're going to learn experiences. Right. It's not going to always go as you want, but she's staying positive, and she's learning too. So, you know, that's great. And then Brandy Meyer, definitely impressed with Brandy's game. I was talking to her yesterday, and she's like, I'm sorry, it took me a little bit the first game. I'm like, Brandy, you're a 10th grader. It's your first game. You did just fine, honey. You know, yep. She had 7 kills, and she had like the least amount of errors hitting wise. So she's at least, she's getting them over, getting them in. She's being smart and adjustable. And that's great to have as a 10th grader, you know. Yep. And if by the time she's a senior, I can't wait to watch her grow.
There you go.
Yeah. Yep. But that is my team that played. So, yeah.
5-set exciting win over Benson. That was an amazing. When it goes 5 sets, you only go to 15.
Mm-hmm.
How important is the 5th set to get off to a good start? And you did.
Yeah. You have to. I think there was a point where it was like 3-1 maybe, and I'm like, okay, we need it. You need like those first 5 points are super crucial, and then we'd get ahead. And I think we had like 3 opportunities to take the game too, you know, and it's just.
You did. You had 3 opportunities to win it, but give Benson credit. They're a scrappy team too.
They are, and I love that because we're a scrappy team too, and some of those volleys were so long, and I know it's disappointing when you can't get that volley, but they kept their heads up so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it was a fun win. Both of us lost our voice. I noticed in the film there, you jumped pretty high there on that last point.
I'm way too invested in these girls. I'll be crawling on the court, I'm sure, here soon. So,
all right, a good season opener win for you. What's coming up next for the volleyball team?
We play Ortonville on Monday, CB Varsity, and I think C Squad starts at 4:45. So that's our only game next week then.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
B Squad, C Squad, I think B Squad won 2-1, I think.
Yep, 2-1, and C Squad, they also won too.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Good. So off to a good start.
Yeah,
Brooklyn.
Great start.
In your first year.
Yep. First year. That was quite a first game. I don't think I'll ever forget that one.
That's right. It was fun, wasn't it? And, you know, the crowd that was there, they were really making a lot of noise.
Yes. Yeah. It's nice when you see, when you look and you're even seeing our 7th and 8th graders there up and cheering, and you're looking out and we can see our parents and they're up screaming, and it makes me feel good. You know, it kind of warms your heart when they're seeing the changes that are being made, and they're proud of their girls and the changes, and that's great.
All right, real good. Well, thank you, Brooklyn, for coming in.
Yeah,
and,
thank you so much.
Looking forward to chatting with you every Saturday morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
It's one of the perks of being a head coach. You get to see me every Saturday morning.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. I get some talking out.
There we go. We both like to talk, right?
Yeah.
All right, good luck against Ortonville on Monday.
Yeah, thank you.
That's head coach Brooklyn Gould of the La Caprile Valley volleyball team. We'll take a commercial break. And John Sherb's in the studio, and we'll talk with John about cross country.
I am all about summer.
Oh, me too, because summer is all the things.
All sunshine.
All good times.
All vacay.
And this summer, it's all at Mall of America.
For little ones, there's Crayola Experience with all those hands-on activities.
All-day family fun on Nickelodeon Universe rides.
Take an all-in staycation at Radisson Blue Mall of America, conveniently connected to the mall.
It's all birthday, all party, all summer, because the mall's turning 30.
MallofAmerica.com/birthday.
All summer long.
Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. Join me Tuesday night for Dawson Boyd Blackjack Volleyball as the Blackjacks travel to Slayton to take on the Murray County Central Rebels. 7:30, first serve. The Blackjacks won their season opener last week up in Ortonville, sweeping the Trojans 3-0. So tune in Tuesday night, 7:30, Dawson Boyd and Murray County Central in volleyball action.
Farming can be a frustrating business at times. Even when commodity prices are looking pretty good, a storm can roll through and ruin your ability to make a profit. Thankfully, you can protect yourself with a hail insurance policy through Egg Country Farm Credit Services. Our insurance specialists will work with you to find the right coverage for your acres. To get started, turn to the experts in every field by contacting your local Egg Country office.
Funnel Cakes, Cheese Curds, and 4-H Fun will all be at the exciting La Caprile County Fair, and this 4-H'er, Zoe Doctor, of the North Stars 4-H Club will be there. I have my beautiful llama, Paisley, walking the grounds and letting the public admire her. I am also busy showing my chickens on Thursday, swine on Friday, and beef on Saturday. I will also be enjoying time with my club, the North Stars, serving up a great meal in the 4-H food stand. Don't forget to come to the county fair, September 8th through 11th. Tell them Zoe Doctor sent you.
It's back to school time, and here's some back to school safety tips for students brought to you by Madison Bottling. If you ride a school bus, learn and practice the safety rules for waiting at the bus stop, getting on and off the bus, and riding the bus. If you walk to school, learn and practice the safety rules for pedestrians. Always cross at crosswalks or corner to corner. Obey all traffic lights or crossing guard instructions. Buckle up when you're riding in a car and ride in the back seat. It's the safest place for young people. Be a good role model for your younger brothers, sisters, and friends, and help them learn and practice safety rules. These safety tips brought to you by Madison Bottling in Madison.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Paul Ramo here in the studio. Dick Newman with the Saturday off because John Sherb's in the studio. Dick's birthday, you know, John.
Well, he's a young man.
He's a young man. He's been doing the Coaches Show since day one, so that was a long time ago.
Yep, and he was also my Phi Ed teacher in high school, and so we can...
Well, you, mine too.
So we've been around for a while.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming into the studio, John, and talk Lacapra Valley Dawson Boyd cross country this year, another season.
Another season. You know, we've got a nice team again. You know, we've really have started a tradition out here of really being consistent, boys and girls being, you know, involved with, you know, tops in the regions and you know, competing in the state. You know, we've been very lucky, and we got another crew we can do it again with, and so that'll be the question there is can we? We've got 39 kids out, down a little bit, but just because we had a couple of kids that came out that tried it for a couple of days to a week and just found out it wasn't, you know, going to fit well. And you got to like it when kids at least make an effort to try and see and kind of open their wings and get outside the box. And they both tried, and they both did a nice job. It was a little bit different than what they were expecting, and that's what you expect. So going on a roster with our crew, you know, on the girls' side, we're going to be led by our seniors, and that's going to be kind of our deciding how we'll be. We've got the young ones are coming up really nicely, so we'll see how we're going to do. Annika Fernals, you know, has been running varsity since seventh grade with the crew. Has been to the state meet, so, you know, she will kind of need to get her healthy. I know that's the biggest thing we're fighting with her, because she was nicked up, you know, in track. She missed the last half of track season with an injury. It seems like it's coming back, but we got to kind of watch that a little bit. And Taylor Shelstead has, you know, she's just an all-around athlete. I think you could give her any sporting equipment you wanted, and she would be a stud at that, what she does. Great, you know, great leader. Both are good leaders on it. They both are our captains on the team, her and Annika. And Taylor, you know, has also been on the team. That's been since seventh grade, and she's got some, you know, varsity action running at state meet also, so that's good there. And then Maya Conroy is our third senior on the girls' side, who has a lot of potential if we can just put it all together. Kind of goes ups and downs, but again, very, you know, very talented. Another one that could do a lot of things. We just got to, again, get her in the straight and narrow, and, you know, those three on the front side building around our younger ones, it's going to be very interesting where they go. Then we have two seniors on the boys' side, Jordan Perkins and Justin Perkins. Both were kind of involved with our crew of nine, a top 12 team last year. Justin was able to, he was on our team that went to state last year. You know, that was what, got our seventh year in a row qualifying for the state, being the boy, you know, just, it's hard to do, but we've, you know, it's nice to do that. And hopefully that's going to, you know, help those, you know, those seniors have put some work in there over the summer, which just helps a lot. And then we have Grace Vosick, a junior, Charlie Will, a junior, Eli Hagelin, who really had a breakout year this last year for us. He was kind of in that our second 3-4 man last year, really fit in there. Now the question is, how can he be on the front side without having, you know, a Mason Bramer, a Caden Allpress, and then also a Peyton Sterrer in that front side? So that's going to be, see where he can fit in. James Weber had a great track season, just missed qualifying for the state meet in the hurdles. Looks very, very good. He's another one we've got to watch a little bit, just with the miles and the workouts, so we got to kind of keep an eye on him. He has looked very good in practice. Joseph Felton was another one that has looked really good. Reese Oxendorf, sophomore. She's also returning letter winner from last year. Taylor Wood, another sophomore returning letter winner. Those two kind of hopefully will kind of help, you know, solidify that team a little bit stronger. And then we go to Mackenzie Call, Ashlyn Woolley, Tegan Allpress, up and down last year, kind of, you know, as our they were freshmen all last year. We filled a lot behind those three seniors. We filled a lot of freshmen and sophomores in there. So these freshmen and sophomores, which now are sophomores and juniors, are going to need to step up in there, and he's going to be one of them. Then also Cade Solem, another one that has put some time in a little bit there, got a little more miles in, and that's going to help Brendan Sherb, Taden Clark, Baxter Calloff. Taden was also part of our crew. He got sick midseason for us last year and really, really struggled. Never really got back to his full potential, what he could. So hopefully this year will be a lot better just to be a full season with him. Baxter has also had a really, really good summer. He has looked really good in practice. He has really put some strides in. He put in over 100 miles running this summer. That helped, and it showed a lot there. Gavin Carl was probably our sleeper last year. Came out of nowhere. Came out, ran cross country his first time. Never did it before. He always says, I don't like it, but for not liking it, he runs really, really well. And he's going to be kind of that front side. The question is still going to be is, how is he going to handle now with him and Eli pushing each other and not afraid to go up in that next level? Because, you know, they got lucky with those three guys. It really could hold them off last year and helped them. That's what we have. Luke Stock, Daytona Bissett, Micaiah Poost. Now we're getting the ninth grade. Kaya, she really had a nice year, then kind of got sick a little bit, had some issues, and then, you know, track, had a really nice start of the track season, then had a hip injury, so we're kind of, another one we got to kind of watch there a little bit. Landon Keeman, first time he's out. Hudson Geezy, Porter Peterson, Ella Stock, Alyssa Swinski, very, very good golfer. Now she's learning how to run the golf course differently instead of hitting it down the middle. That was the hard thing. She goes, I don't know where to run. I goes, I'm so used to playing it down the middle. Well, now you get to use the full use of the golf course. Great kid, and really, really like what she brings as a new one out. And she really brings a smile on her face and really enjoys it. And she works hard, and that's what you ask.
Yep.
Kendall Johnson, who was really kind of, she really filled in as a seventh grader, then kind of got caught in that, you know, kind of eighth grade lull a little bit. But I think she looks stronger this year than she did last year. I think a little bit more of a focus on it has helped, and she's healthy, and that's the biggest thing. We've got to keep her healthy. She gets nicked up, and then we're in trouble. Then get into our eighth graders. Chloe Gleggy, who really kind of stepped into the big role last year as a seventh grader, just filled in. I know the older girls took her under her wings, got her going. She started getting into that varsity level learning, and she's one that really has put some work in the summer. Looks very, very good in practice. Had a great workout this last week, so hopefully that will build us in. But again, biggest thing we got to watch with her, she's an eighth grader running with these older kids, and we got to watch the strength. We got to watch the legs and keeping care of that. Shea Bothan, really grew up late last year in the season, struggled off and on with learning how to do it, but then last half of the season she really, really ran well. I know she ran the JV conference meet. She made our nine-man roster to run at sections, so that was kind of a nice thing for her to fill in where she's there. So she's once got a lot of potential. We got to get everything to fall into place there. Once in a while the wheels come off, and we got to kind of get the wheels back on with her a little bit. And Simpson Quinn Larson, another eighth grader in there. Harper Grunholtz, first time out, really, really works hard and really does some nice things. She's going to be one that's, if we keep her healthy, I think she's going to start nipping in this top seven and pushing the girls, and that's really good to see. And, you know, we're going to start building this crew. Emma Johnson, an eighth grader. Paisley Martinson, eighth grade. Madison Lee, new person out. She ran track. She came out. She's doing a nice job building. Then Tegan Conroy, Maya's sister, really, again, I think she's, you know, again, a lot of potential in these three seventh graders we've got. And shows a lot of work, and they really have done a nice job. The three seventh graders, I'm a little scared at times because they're so stinking quiet. They're almost too quiet for times, but again, you got to enjoy it to having them. But they really, I think they're soaking a lot of it and just seeing what's going on, just kind of sitting in the back and just reading and going. But they've really done a nice job.
Seventh grade girls are quiet?
Oh, yeah, I know. It's hard to believe. I guess when they probably get around the rest, they're fine. But against the older kids, they probably just kind of sit. They don't want to overstep their bounds, but it's hard to believe they're quiet. And then Aiden Bond, another one that really, really has picked up a lot of things. And then Brooklyn Sterrerud, another seventh grade. So three seventh grade girls there that will fit in nicely and got a good, you know, again, keep working. They do well. And so my assistant this year is Jason Conover again. He comes back, and it's always good. Kind of gets a little stability in there, and that's kind of get everybody feeding off on. Now he's been able to cover some practices for me when I've had a couple things come up with this schedule changes of practice, and he brings a lot of fun, tries to keep the kids lighthearted. We still try to work what we can through, but again, it's good.
Right. John, I want you to talk a little bit about, I like what you do with your team before the season starts, a bonding training opportunity up north. Talk about that trip.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we started off, you remember, of a young man named Brett Dale. That was kind of our, he was back about 09 graduate, I remember right. We put about, must have been six kids, and said, let's go to Duluth, train for 4 days. And they looked and said, okay, we're game. No idea what we're going to do. Totally clueless. Just going up north, and it's just has blossomed. And we do a lot of this, and this, it has gone to the point now where we do it every year now. And we took up 18 kids up to Duluth. We rent a house up there that does, it's called Bed and Breakfast. They basically make us breakfast in the morning. We run in the morning, run in the evening, do a lot of things together. I think probably the biggest thing was it's the bonding. That's the thing is with this house. See, we did before with a hotel. Now we got the house where the kids can kind of bond. They can play some foosball. They can do some things there. They can play pool. They can go outside. You know, you're not restricted to what you're doing around it. And just, it's great to have that bonding.
And it's not unlike any other sport, too. You got 7th graders and 12th graders, you know, and they're on a team together, where other sports, you really don't see that.
Right, and that's what we're trying to, again, because it's when you're incorporating that young and old, you just don't know how they're going to mesh. Yeah. Because, again, a little 7th grader stepping on a junior senior's feet of pushing them may not accept it, but these kids really have done a nice job. And we added two things this last year. We went whitewater rafting, which I've never done before.
Oh, how was that?
Oh, that was interesting. I mean, Taylor Shelstead is a rock, and she, it was just funny. Her and looked at me when they said, oh, you got a 6-foot drop off at the end. You know, so you think, okay, we're in White Rabbit's Raft, whitewater rafting, and then we're going to go down a 6-foot drop off. Are we going to stay in there? Are we going to die? You know, and Taylor's just like, you could just read her face. She was really nervous about it, but going through it, working together, you know, with the paddling, everything else, and going up and down. And 6 foot wasn't that bad once you got into it. And they had one section where they had you jump into the rapids and float down for about 50 yards, 100 yards. You just get a feel what it's like, get your feet up. And I think that changed a lot of tune. But in the end, Taylor and all those girls, and I mean, same with me, I'm out of my comfort zone doing it. And really, really showed a lot of work together.
Teamwork.
Yes, teamwork. Yep. And then the big one was the zip lining. They got up by Silver Bay, they have a rope climbing. It's like an obstacle course with rope climbing. You got hooks and you got to go through and you'll fall 6 feet down. You'll hang there and then you got to get yourself up and out of there. And the same thing with the hangs. And just zip line was fun. And it's awesome. We had girls that were, we had a 7th and 8th grader, or an 8th grader that was, she was struggling in one section. All of a sudden they're going, hey, you can do it just fine. Just one, you know. The communicate and the working, and that was so really good to see them kind of helping the same thing with the boys, you know, without having those three seniors now trying to talk. And the Perkins boys, I think, are going to be very good leaders. They're my other two captains. I think they're going to be very good. They're just so quiet also, but I think they're going to get out of their shell a little bit. I think that's going to be more of a quiet, not as vocal as the other three last year, but it was them working together. And that was the fun thing of doing up for 4 days, going up to Duluth, getting that training, running twice a day, you know, and then still doing these. I know the kids came home tired.
All right, good. And a fun time, that's for sure.
Yes, and that's what we try to do.
We might need a raft outside our studios here because it's pouring.
Well, that's pouring. We could use a shot of rain. Nothing wrong with that. We just don't need those gully washers now. That's what we don't need.
All right, what's coming up here for the cross-country team?
We're going to go to Morris, which is our traditional thing. We go there. It'll be up on Monday at Morris, and that will be a very, very tough course, and also competition will be tough. I know on the girls' side that we'll see a Minnewaska girls' team that ran at the state meet. I think they're ranked top 10 states, so we're going to have, you know, see that. West Central's always been good.
Dale Henry's still there?
Dale's still at Morris. He's him and I. We keep talking. We're two old dogs from Madison. We just kind of talk and enjoy it. And and he'll be up there running it, and so he'll be good with him. We'll see a lot of those West Central schools, the North ones, when we were used to be in Section 6. So we'll see them. And nice thing up there, there'll be a 7th grade race, there'll be an 8th grade race, there'll be a JV race, and they'll run the two varsity races up there. So that'll be a kind of a nice mix.
Good.
I know the kids are chomping the pit to get done with practice. This last week was, you know, I always tell them, survive the first 2 weeks, you're going to love the season because of the work we do to get to the 2 weeks. And we went from Monday's practice, I mean, last Friday's practice in the rain like this. It was coming down sheets. We're working on the golf course doing mile repeats. Not one kid complained about it. Everybody was just going at, working hard, doing the best they can through it. And that's what you got to love about it. Then we turn around Monday afternoon practice, 86 degrees, humidity out there, bright sun. The kids were not liking it. It wasn't their best performance, but they still were focusing on getting through. So you got to like the way they've handled this. So okay. We'll get a chance to see that on Monday. And then Thursday, we get to have our Applin meet on Thursday. That's a 5 o'clock start at Applin Golf Course. That'll be a little smaller one, which will be nice. We'll get to see Monty, Ortonville, some of those schools that way. So that will be kind of a fun scenario just to kind of get another race in the first week before school. And, you know, and it's also going to be a tough scenario where the kids are going to start school Monday, then they're going to try to race on Monday. So that mental edge of having a long day, that'll be interesting how that handles. And same thing with the week. And then, you know, then the following week with Labor Day and Dawson we don't start till the following week in Dawson. So we're off a little bit. So it's kind of that mix and match with it.
Schedule there.
Yes.
All right, John. Well, thanks for coming in and introducing your team to us, and best of luck again.
We're going to go ahead and see what we can do.
All right. And talk to you every Saturday then.
Sounds good.
Head coach John Sherb of the Lac La Parole Valley Dawson Boy Cross Country Team. We'll take a break. We'll hear from Tony Smith from the football team. They're up in Benson this morning with a scrimmage.
It's back to school time, and this back to school safety message brought to you by Dave's Plumbing and Heating, located in Madison. Hundreds of young children are killed each year in collisions with motor vehicles, and thousands are severely injured. Children tend to be at greater risk during the back to school period because they tend to think more about seeing friends and teachers than watching for cars and trucks. Here are safety tips from AAA. Look always before crossing the street. Cross only at corners. Obey police officers, school crossing guards. These safety tips brought to you by Dave's Plumbing and Heating, located in Madison, serving our entire Q92 listening area. For all your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, give Dave a call today, 598-3761.
Interested in saving some money next time you fill up at the pump? Bellingham Farmers Co-op will be offering discounts on unleaded 88, E85, E30, and E20 fuel on Wednesday, August 31st from 4 to 6. Higher ethanol blends like unleaded 88 and flex fuels are a lower priced option at the pump that reduce greenhouse gas emissions and lower our reliance on petroleum. Stop by on August 31st and reach for a better fuel today. Brought to you by your local Lac La Parole County corn and soybean growers.
Also on Wednesday the 31st, customer appreciation night at the Bellingham Farmers Elevator. Enjoy a meal from 4:30 to 7 p.m. Couple of things coming up this weekend. Come celebrate Wally Norby's 100th birthday. Join him for cake and coffee from 2 to 4 p.m. today at the Bellingham Legion. No gifts, please. Just come on over and join in the celebration in Bellingham today. Sunday, August 28th, annual Bazaar and Roast Beef Commercial Dinner at St. Joseph's in Rosen will be held. Mass will be at 10 a.m. Roast Beef Commercial Dinner from 11 to 1, $15 for adults, $10 for youth age 6 to 12. There'll be outdoor games, bingo, cakewalk, country store, root beer floats, cash raffle for over $4,000 in prizes. Tickets are $2 each. You need not be present to win. You must be 18 or older. Again, that annual Bazaar and Roast Beef Commercial Dinner in Rosen at St. Joseph's Catholic Church on Sunday this weekend.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention to Lac La Parole Valley football with head coach Tony Smith. And Tony's actually on his way to Benson this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning. Another year, another football season, Tony.
Another football season is underway. It's been a good start to the year. Weather's been nice. Grass is nice and green. And it's football season.
That's right. And you have a scrimmage up in Benson this morning, huh?
Yeah, this morning we're heading up to Benson. We will be scrimmaging McRae at roughly 10:15 today. And then about a 15-minute break, and then we'll be scrimmaging Benson. So we'll have two scrimmages back-to-back, and we'll be done probably about noon, 12:30.
How does a scrimmage work, Tony? How's it set up?
Well, for our scrimmage, what we're going to do is we're going to play 15 plays offensively, starting at the 40, and then moving yourself down the field. And if there's a turnover or something like that, then they back you up to the 40. You get 15 plays. And then five plays from inside the 10, and kind of the same thing there. So you get to work on some red zone plays or some end zone stuff. And then you switch that over, and then you have 15 plays on defense, and then 15 plays inside of the 10-yard line. And then we will roughly do the same thing with our JV, or as we call them, our Badgers.
Okay. Awesome. And I suppose the boys are hungry to finally hit somebody else, huh?
They're ready to hit somebody else. That is for sure. You can only hit bag so often, and the same get across the hip so often before it's time to move on to something else.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to turn it over to you. Talk about your football team this year.
Well, this year we're going to be young. We have a couple of kids with some experience coming back, but we graduated quite a few seniors and a lot of playing time from them. And so, really this year at the start of this thing is, and we talked about this last night, we're not a finished product by any means. We have a lot of growing to do as a team and individually. And we're excited to see where we're at today. Some things that we did well and some things that we need to improve on. So we're excited to do that. Right now we're sitting with roughly 5 seniors, about 9 juniors, 10 sophomores, and I believe 12 freshmen. So, we've got a mix. We're not real big at this point in time as far as size-wise, but we have to kind of have that mentality of there's going to be 5-6 of us all over the place at all times. So we're really going to need to take advantage of being able to not be blocked and just be hungry to get to the ball.
Okay, good. You have captains set up yet?
Yeah, we do. We have 4 of them. We have senior Aiden Lewis, who is going to be playing the offensive line and linebacker for us. We have Alex Lewis, who's going to be playing a running back and linebacker for us. We have Ethan Schulmer, who is going to be playing some linebacker, some wide receiver, and some running back. And then we have Caden Mortensen, who is going to be anchoring the offensive and the defensive line.
Okay, real good. Some familiar names there.
Yep.
And you got some good numbers in the 9th and 10th grade, it sounds like.
Some good numbers there and some really good numbers in the junior high. I believe we're sitting at 29 or 30 in the 7th and 8th grade.
Nice.
And they've been practicing here the last 2 weeks. And they're excited to be out here. Talking to the coaches, Carmody and Matt Carmody, Brian Mullen, and Brent Clemenson. And he was just talking about how energetic and enthusiastic and how they're really wanting to learn the game of football. So they're very excited for their up-and-coming season.
Okay. And coaching staff, you mentioned a few names. Who's on your coaching staff this year?
That has not changed for us as far as the varsity goes and JV. We've got Mike Weick and Mark Biernhild assisting, as well as Paul Lowry and Josh Benson continuing to man the sidelines on Friday night. So I believe this is year 7 or 8 as far as this group has been together. So that's nice to have some continuity. We're able to have each other's back and help each other out.
All right, real good. And when you open up your season, Tony?
We start our season next Thursday night at Lacoparl, 7 o'clock kickoff against TMB. They lost quite a few seniors from last year's team, but they have a tendency to just kind of have more athletes that keep coming up and through their system. So I would expect them to be a very formidable opponent come next Thursday night.
Yeah, they're without Tony Nelson, the Gopher recruit, so that'll be a little easier.
Yeah, the lighting on the field will be a little better when you're around him. It gets a little dark when you stand next to that guy.
That's right.
He was a big boy.
He was. How do you see the, what's the district you play in again, Southwest?
Our district is the Southwest West District.
Okay, now how do you see that this year?
Well, I think you could throw a bold and, that's within our district or our section, but within our district, Dawson and Mineota, they always seem to kind of reload and retool and not much really changes for them, and then I think there's some up-and-coming teams. You got Lakeview, who had a really good season last year. They're going to have a lot of seniors on the floor or on the field. Canby, YME, ourselves, McRae, RTR, which had a nice group last year. I would imagine that they'll be in the fight again. So it's you're always looking to kind of knock yourself or get yourself up in that upper echelon. And I suppose that always starts and stops with Mineota and Dawson, and then you take a look and see where you fit in from there.
Okay. All right, real good, Tony. Thanks for talking about your team this morning on the Coach's Show, and best of luck in Benson, and then at home against Tracy Milroy Ballenton on Thursday for the season opener.
Correct. Yep, and then we'll be with you on Saturday, and we'll hash it all out.
All right, have a good scrimmage in Benson today.
All right, thank you, Paul.
Yep, that's head coach Tony Smith of the Lockbrow Valley Eagles. We'll take a break, come back with more of the Coach's Show right after this.
You're invited this Saturday night at Madison Speedway. It's the Race a Champion night here at the Speedway with all seven classes in action. I'd like to thank this week's sponsor, Farmers Mutual Telephone in Bellingham. Madison Speedway, this Saturday night at 7 o'clock, be there for the Race of Champions night. Going to be a lot of cars in action. Once again, I am Scotty Irwin, and we will see you at the track.
Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. Join me Tuesday night for Dawson Boyd Blackjack Volleyball as the Blackjacks travel to Slayton to take on the Murray County Central Rebels. 7:30, first serve. The Blackjacks won their season opener last week up in Ortonville, sweeping the Trojans 3-0. So tune in Tuesday night, 7:30, Dawson Boyd and Murray County Central in volleyball action.
If all you want is a sip of water at the kitchen sink, any filter will do. I want better water in the laundry, better water in the bathroom, better water at every tap, in every room for everyone in my home. Every time, everywhere I use water, every day. So I got a whole home filtration system from Culligan. Now I ask you, how long will it take for you to call the Culligan man?
Hey, Culligan man.
Your local Culligan man is Jason Hansen, 320-598-7511 in Madison. That's 320-598-7511 for Culligan. Sparkling ice water. Goodbye, plain. Hello, plain awesome. Sparkling ice is a fizzy, flavorful, and not bland beverage without all the calories. They're one of the biggest brands in the sparkling water category. If you're looking to put a little sparkle in your step, look no further than the delicious lineup of waters. Sparkling ice, distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Plan to attend Heartland Motor Company's 6th Annual Car Show, September 17th from 1 to 4. We've outgrown our parking lot, so this year we have a new location.
Oh, yeah.
Join us during Prairie Harvest Fest at the Stevens County Fairgrounds. Shine up and showcase your classic car or hot rod. Motorcycles are welcome this year, too.
Oh, yeah.
This is a free family event with People's Choice Awards, food vendors, an outdoor movie, axe throwing, fireworks, a live band, beer garden, and more. Don't miss the 6th Annual Car Show, September 17th from 1 to 4. Registration is now open online at heartlandmotor.com.
Paul Ramel back here with the Coach's Show in the studio. Unfortunately, Coach Hacker of the Lockbrow Valley Dawson Boyd tennis team, of course, you know, he's a doctor and he's busy this morning in the clinic, so he can't get away. So I'll give the report on the tennis team. And, well, I tell you what, he just texted me. He's got a minute, so we'll take another break. We'll come back with Coach Hacker right after this.
If you're looking for quality meat and a great selection, stop by the Country Butcher, located right on Main Street in Dawson. This week at the Country Butcher, all seafood, 25% off. Aloha pork steak, just $4.19 a pound. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturday, 9 to 1, Sunday by appointment. They do slaughtering on Mondays. Call them at 320-769-2238. That's the Country Butcher. They're right downtown Dawson, a cut above the rest.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information. Or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
And welcome back to the Coach Show. We do have Coach Dr. Brent Hacker on the phone with us. He's got a few minute break here, so busy week for the tennis team, Coach.
Yes, we've been busy. We've been rolling this week. We got rained out Friday, but we got all of our matches in this week, so we've been playing tennis most days of the week so far. Matches, we had a triangular Monday, Thursday, and Friday of this week. So
We got them all in.
Tell us all about it.
Yeah, sure. So we started down in Redwood. We ended up playing Redwood and Monty down there. We ended up winning both of those matches. We ended up beating Redwood 6-1, and then we also ended up beating Montevideo 6-1. And we've got a nice lineup of a lot of returning experience this year. Got a lot of our singles players back, Caitlin Whitnable, Maddie Matthews, Hannah Oy, all back playing. Kayla Jan, who played four singles last year, is over in one doubles. she's bringing, you know, some nice strength and experience over there, because Claire Lowry, who's been our number one doubles player, lost her partner, Sarah Halverson, who graduated last year. So they've been doing well. Sadie Hacker slotted into fourth singles. And then Gertie Sieg and Callie Borman are playing two doubles. They're doing a nice job. And Elsie Wiebe, and Taylan Jorgensen are rounding their doubles out. And then we've got a lot of 9th and 10th graders helping out, playing some exhibition matches. And those include Maya Vergy, Alexis Olson, Val Piotr, and Jordan Johnson. So we've got a nice older group this year.
All right. And how'd you do in the matches this week?
Yeah, Monty, you know, Monty and Redwood, we beat 6-1 on each of those. And that brought us all the way to Thursday. We traveled over to Laverne first, and then we went over to Pipestone for a second match. We ended up losing a couple close ones, 4-3 on both of those. We had a couple three-setters in each. Boy, you know, matches could have gone either way. We really had some good play in a lot of different positions. Laverne, we ended up winning at our 1-2 and 3 singles positions, and then our fourth singles and 1-2-3 doubles ended up losing. We had, like I said, had some close matches, though. Things probably could have gone either way. Laverne's definitely going to be one of the, I think, the stronger teams of the year. They always get a good number of gals out down there. And they've got, John Beers, the coach down there, he's been doing a good job with the program there. Then we traveled up to Pipestone. And Pipestone has a new coach. Ed Gustafson had coached for years and years over there, but he's retired and moved out of the area down into Sioux Falls to be next to his family. We ended up losing Pipestone 4-3. Again, we had 4-3 setters with Pipestone. So, again, a really close match. Could have gone either way. Pipestone did a good job pulling out the win there. We won at number one singles with Caitlin Whitnable, and then at 2 and 3 doubles. So two doubles again was Callie Borman and Gertie Sieg, and then three dubs was Taylan Jorgensen and Elsie Wiebe, doing a nice job there for us. So again, close matches, and hopefully we'll be able to see one of those teams again towards the end of the season in section playoffs. So we want to be ready, and took some good notes during those matches so we know what we're looking at down the road here. And then that brought us to Friday already. Friday we ended up playing Marshall and Milbank at a triangular at home. We ended up winning both of those. We beat Marshall 4-3, and we ended up beating Milbank 6-1. Marshall, again, some very close matches there. We had three setters. Could have gone either way. Marshall's got a nice program as well. We ended up picking up our wins with Caitlin Whitnable at number one singles. And their 1, 2, and 3 doubles posted some nice wins. And the one dubs was Claire Lowley and Kayla Jan. And again, Kayla's moving over to one doubles, slotting in after being a singles player for quite a while, but really needed somebody to fill in that's closer to Claire's skill level. So Kayla has good hands at the net. She moves well up there. She's been doing a nice job. And then Callie Borman, Gertie Sieg at two doubles, and Taylan Jorgensen and Elsie Wiebe at three doubles picked up our wins. Maddie Matthews at two singles, Hannah Oy, three singles, Sadie Hacker, four singles, all posted losses there. And then Milbank, we ended up, the only point we lost was Caitlin Whitnable. And I know Caitlin was pretty frustrated with that. It was a three-setter for her. Ended up getting away from her. She was down, so in the tiebreaker in the end, she was down 8-3, was able to bring it back to 9-9, ended up losing it at 11-9. So really tough match there, but good competition for Caitlin. That was her first loss on the season as well. So she's been playing very strong up at one singles for us. And then the rest of the positions swept through 2, 3, 4 singles, 1 and 3 doubles, and two doubles was actually a forfeit by Milbank. So we were able to pick up the win there at 6-1. So the gals had a nice week overall. You know, we're, you know, set at 4-2 right now. We start our conference play this coming week. We're hosting Melrose on Tuesday,
and then we turn around and head over to YME on Thursday. So, you know, school starts Monday, and match has kind of hit the Tuesday-Thursday sort of routine again. So, you know, we'll be looking at conference matches here for the next few weeks, pretty much.
All right, real good, Dr. Acker. Thank you for the tennis report this morning, and best of luck this week then.
Yeah, thanks much, Paul. I appreciate the time.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time, so we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Head coach Dr. Brant Hacker of the Lac Qui Valley Dawson Boy Girls Tennis Team. Take a break and wrap up the coaches show right after this.
Funnel cakes, cheese curds, and 4-H fun will all be at the exciting Lac Qui Parle County Fair, and this 4-H'er, Zoe Doctor, of the North Stars 4-H Club will be there. I have my beautiful llama, Paisley, walking the grounds and letting the public admire her. I am also busy showing my chickens on Thursday, swine on Friday, and beef on Saturday. I will also be enjoying time with my club, the North Stars, serving up a great meal in the 4-H food stand. Don't forget to come to the county fair, September 8th through 11th. Tell them Zoe Doctor sent you.
Paul Ramble back here in the studio. Thanks for listening to the Coach's Show. Tune in next Saturday, same time. Dick Newman will be back next Saturday.
The time is 9:57. Great music for Dawson, Boyd, and Clarkfield on Q92 KLQP-FM. KLQP, Madison Dawson. Time for news and weather brought to you by Hendricks Farmers Lumber, located in Hendricks, Minnesota.